Uganda Revenue Authority has called on the public to desist from unlawful monetary exchanges with the staff of the tax body, an act described as corruption.
The Uganda Revenue Authority has issued a strong public advisory discouraging taxpayers and traders across West Nile and other regions from making cash payments directly to its officers, describing the practice as unlawful and contrary to established revenue collection policies. Claire Sanyu, the URIA's regional supervisor for stakeholder relations, made the appeal during a recent cross-border dialogue in Zombo District, which focused on enhancing security, peaceful coexistence, and transparent trade between Uganda and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Sanyu stressed the importance of full adherence to URIA's tax payment guidelines, reiterating that URIA doesn't accept cash for any taxes, fees, duties, or other revenue obligations.
And as URIA will never receive cash, all our payments are made through the bank or through the online systems, mobile money, and so forth. So I call upon all the community here, first, DRC and Uganda, please do not pay to any of our staff cash. It's not allowed.
Under URIA's operational framework and broader government directives on digitalization, all tax and non-tax revenue payments must be processed through official electronic payments platforms, including the URIA web portal, mobile money, bank transfers, PayWay, or other approved digital methods. The advisory comes amid ongoing sensitization efforts in border regions like West Nile, where smuggling and informal trade have historically posed challenges to revenue integrity. I am Michael Tomeo reporting for Radio Patches from Zombo District.